One of my favorite Divrei Torah that I heard from the Amshinava Rebbe Shlita is the explanation of Ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Hoylides Yitzchak. And this year, I'm going to say over what the Rebbe said in a new way. In other words, I'm going to take in a different direction. The question in the pasuk is obvious. The pasuk doesn't need to say twice, Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holides Yitzchak. Why the repetition? So Chazal famously say that there were some people who thought that Yitzchak really wasn't the son of Avram. And the Torah comes along and says, no, Avram holides Yitzchak. The Derech Hasidus, the Rebbe said an amazing pshat. A pshat that brings me back to the theme year after year, the relationship between Chesed and Gvura. The Rebbe said, Eile Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, the midah of Yitzchak is strength, is Gvura. Eile Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Yitzchak Gvura comes from Chesed. And no one believed that Yitzchak was the son of Avram because Gvura is the antithesis of Chesed. Comes along the pasuk, no, Pumfarker, the opposite. The Chesed is molid Gevura. The Chesed gives birth to strength. This idea that I've mentioned in the past. The Chsam Sofer says something amazing. The Chsam Sofer in his Hakdama to his Tshuvas in Arachayim, an essay called entitled Pituchei Chaisam, the Chsam Sofer writes that someone who devotes his time teaching others, giving to others, that individual will not lose any other time of his own schedule. What does he mean? He explains. What takes a person normally 5 hours to understand, if he devotes 3 hours to teaching somebody else, then he'll understand it in 2 hours. If he devotes 4 hours, then he'll understand it in 1 hour. Says the Chsam Sofer, with Chesed comes Gvura. When a person devotes themselves to giving, the Chsam Sofer is talking about Torah, but it applies to all aspects of Chesed, then they don't lose a second. They don't lose a second. Is the Chsam Sofer describing something that's just a miracle? Yes. But he's also describing something that is the essence of what every single one of us should be aspiring towards. Baalei Machshava speak about there are two ways that we could accept the bounty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu becomes the paradigm of the acceptance of bounty. Vashem berach es Avraham bakol. We say in Berachas HaMazon, Kemoshen es Baruch Hu Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov bakol mikol kol. Avram Avinu, starting with him, has the bracha, what's referred to in Kabbalah as Adnus, and Adnus is Malchus, is to accept everything, to be mekabel everything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us utensils to be able to be mekabel bracha, but the quality of the utensil is up to us. And how much bracha we get in our lives depends on us. Nefesh HaChaim famously describes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us all the Torah we want. But it's dependent on one condition, and that is what type of utensil we make ourselves with Yirah Shemayim to be Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Similarly, when it comes to all the bounty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it depends on what type of kli, what type of utensil we make ourselves. But the Baalei Machshava point out that there's something above and beyond making ourselves utensils to be Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. And that is that there are some people who reach the Madrega, and Avram Avinu did, in which they turn themselves into a tzinor, a pipe, where they don't hold on to anything for themselves. The Gemara in Saitan, Daf Yud Amud Beis, describes that Avram Avinu, after he fed his guests, he said, Hoidu v'shibchu v'amru l'mi sha'amar v'ayolam. Did I give it to you? No, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not me. It's all from Kudsha Brichu. Notice that term that Avraham Avinu says, L'misha Amar V'Yol B'Olam, which Bepashtus to me seems to be the Midah of Malchus and Adnus. Avraham Avinu, that term that he uses, the Gemara in Chulin, uses the exact same expression, L'misha Amar V'Yol B'Olam. I mentioned this to the Shana Bet boys last year, that the Gemara says something really interesting, and now we can understand it. The Gemara says that a person is supposed to spend on his wife and his children more than he has. Spend more. If you don't have it, if it's on your wife and children, spend more than you have. But for yourself, only what you need, and trust, l'misha amar v'hoya olam, the same term. What's the oimik of the Gemara? The oimik of the Gemara, I heard from Ramesha Willig, Shlita, the following pshat. The Gemara is saying that a person, when it comes to for himself, there's a kli. If you're taking for yourself, there's only a certain amount. But if you're going to share it with others, if you're not taking it for yourself, then all of the bounty of the world could go through you. That's the Bechina of Avraham Avinu. We tend to be the opposite. Instead of giving to others while minding our own business, we tend to mind other people's business and take everything for ourselves. You know, they say a story, there was a woman who screams out to an apartment next to her. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we have apartments that are close to each other. She says, can I have some of your cheesecake? She says, how do you know I'm making cheesecake? Mind your own business. How do you even know I have? She says, I'm sorry, you're right, I wasn't minding my own business. Can I have? So the lady says, no. Why not? Says, because you're fleishiks. In the Ramat Beit Shemesh apartments, they're so close to each other, legend goes that there was somebody who's telling his wife, you know what, I think we need to soundproof our windows. It's, you know, so someone calls out from the other apartment and says, no, it's not necessary. Rafishel Schachter said he was asked by his granddaughter, there's something called a gulper eel. A gulper eel, its eye has one eye and it's on its nose. So she asked her grandfather, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make something like that? He said, it's for people who don't mind their own business and keep their eyes into other people's noses so that they come back as a gilgal, as a gulper eel. Great people are the opposites. Great people are the opposites. Rebbetzin Machlis Aleha Shalom asked her children, this is not a legend. This is a Maisa Shaya. She would say this all the time. If you have $100 and you give $10 of tzedakah, so how many you have left? How much do you have left? So the children said, Mommy, we have $90. And she said, no, the answer is wrong. You have $10. That's what you have. Those 90 you're going to spend on something else, but you will hold on to forever. Is that 10? Reb Braunschweiger, may he have a refuah shleima, used to tell us that after the war, and people who went through what they went through, they were able to live this. Reb Braunschweiger's father was a businessman before, and was a businessman after. Their family went through terrible tragedy. I was often uncomfortable asking my Rebbe exactly the details. I once got up the courage, because something of the math with the children didn't make sense, who his siblings were. And so I asked him, Rebbe, how many siblings did you have? Do you have? He said, before the war, we had 7. After the war, there were 3 of us. Him and his parents survived. They start off with 7, they end up 3. That was the most that he said. He said, after the war, his father was a successful businessman before. He had natural gift. He got his hand on a few dollars. And 6 months later, can you imagine? This is the Ischachus of a Jew. 6 months later, he said his family was living in a mansion in Germany. It was formerly a Nazi mansion. And the mansion was so large that there was a ballroom that held about 200 people. 6 months after the war, his father was hosting hundreds of people every Shabbos for meals. And the mansion was so large that it had many, many rooms and people stayed there. Most of the people who stayed there thought it was money from America. They didn't realize Rabbi Braunschweiger's father had already become wealthy. He didn't even sit in the front. He sat on the side with everybody else. He said he used to sit next to his father. My Rebbe said, And he said one time on Shabbos, there was another survivor that was sitting next to them and said, this is a great setup. This is fantastic. How long can you stay here? How long does the joint let you stay here? So Rabbi Braunschweig's father turned to the man, and he said, I've been here for a couple of months, and the Baal HaBayis hasn't kicked me out yet, and I don't think he'll kick you out either. Who's the Baal HaBayis, Rabbeisai? If we don't hold on to anything, and our attitude is that we give in, it's sinor, so then ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to give us. But if chas v'chalila, we make ourselves a kli that we hold for ourselves, then we get to davar ha-metzumtzum. And receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean becoming wealthy. Receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eizeu Asher HaSameach B'chalkai. A person who truly feels that by giving, they're not giving up, but they're really receiving a tremendous amount. And that is the pshat in the Gemara, Nidarim L'Amibayz HaMibayz. A person who internalizes K'moshin is Baruch Hu HaVaseinu, Bakol Mikol Kol, that kol is the ability to have so much run through us to be able to share with others. And the Chassam Sofer described that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us that we'll be able to have more and more and more to be able to share with others. Says the Gemara, Avram Avinu had hay that was added to his name. And those five things, says the Gemara, correspond to the five Eivarim She'enam Birshusay Shel Adam. There are five parts of a human being's body that don't seem to be in his control. You decide to move your leg, you decide to move your arm. But says the Gemara, you don't decide what you see, and you don't decide what you're going to hear, and the Eivar of a person is not always in his control. And says the Gemara, Avram Avinu was given a gift. The hadvarim she'enon birshusay shaloi nasnu lo. That means that Kodesh Baruch Hu says that if we tap into that koach of Avram Avinu, those things that seem to be not in our control, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am going to give you that gift that you could elevate yourself among others, despite others, and you could be in control of those things that you seem and you feel are not in your control. In other words, the gift of Bakol Mikol Kol is the gift for us to be able to tap into those things that seem to be above and beyond us, with the condition that we turn ourselves into a pipe. So the punchline over here is, Rabbosai, the fascinating paradox of life, the most amazing spiritual paradox, and that is when we give up control, we truly become in control of the things that are really, really important. The moment in which I don't try to take for myself, the moment in which I look at the schus of when I have $100 and when I give 10 to Meiser, that's what I really, really have. The moment in which I look at that I am not at the Baal HaBayis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBayis, oh, that's being Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Let's apply this. A couple of examples. One of my great Rabbeim from Tar V'Das is Rav Yisrael Reisman, Shlita. When I was in Tar V'Das, Rav Reisman was a kolel guy like the Grus guys. And I was in yeshiva. And he gave a small shir, small halacha shir. A few years later, about 5 years later, he started giving a Navi Shir that became exceedingly, exceedingly popular. When I left the United States, there were 1,000 people coming every Saturday night, every Matzoy Shabbos, to listen to that Navi Shir. It was a mind-boggling phenomenon. How did Rev Reisman's Navi Shir start? He says it started as a babysitting service. There was an Avos Ubanim program. There was a father and son's learning program. And there were kids who would come that after the fathers and sons learned, they got a special shear from somebody. But they needed someone, in Rev Reisman's words, to babysit the fathers, to give them a shear. So he started giving the shear to the fathers. And that is how it grew into the famous Navi shear. If a person starts something l'shem shamayim, and the goal is to give to others in a truly sincere way, you have absolutely no idea where it's going to go. To the Avreichim, if you truly devote your time to sincerely spend time with your wife because you know it's important for her and not for you, and not because you're taking but you're giving, then your time will not be lost. Your time will not be lost. I hope the Chassam Sofer is meichel me that I'd like to extend the Chassam Sofer's Yisoid to Inyanei Shalom Bayis as well. Your time will not go and be lost. And finally, if somebody notices a need in Klal Yisrael and decides that there's something that they're going to step in for, you have no idea how far it's going to go. You know, everybody here knows of HASC. Do you know how HASC started 60 years ago? I was involved with HASC 20 years ago. 40 years before, Mrs. Kahn noticed that there were kids with developmental disabilities who pashut, they simply did not have a place to be during the summer and after school during the year, and even a school program. And she decided that she was going to do something about it. She decided she was going to be a tzinor for these children. When a person's going to be a tzinor for others, the results are absolutely fantastic. May be zeiche, all of us, k'moshin esbaruch hu avoseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov b'kol mikol kol. If we tap into that koach of kol, we're going to go so far. And with that, we have a deeper understanding of the give and take between Esav and Yitzchak. Esav and Yaakov, excuse me. There's a famous Gemara, the Chazal, that noticed that Esav says, yesh li rav, he says that I have a lot. And Yaakov says, yesh li kol. He says, I have everything. So Rashi points out that there's an awareness that Yaakov says, I have everything that I need. And Esav is always not satisfied, he has more. So I always thought that what Chazal are saying is that a good Jew is satisfied with the little that he has. And Esav is always looking for more. According to everything we said tonight, that's not the pshat in the Chazal. You know what the pshat in the Chazal is? Yesh li kol, I have everything. I have mamish everything. If I make myself a tzinor, I can be mekabel ad ein sof. It's not that I have to say dayenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's enough that you gave me this and I should be satisfied with this. No, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that Esav has a kli that he comes with, and we from Avram Avinu come with a tzinor, we come with a pipe. And then it's an elu dvarim she'en lam shir. But we have to be ready to come as a tzinor. Kosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya to be able to come as a tzinor, to be kabel all the shefa and bracha. V'Hashem beirach es Avram b'kol.